The trial of John Arsland took place at Bristol Crown Court in March and April of 2022. He was charged with the murder of Matthew Borman, the attempted murder of neighbour Peter Marsden, causing grievous bodily harm with intent to Sarah Borman, and a public order offence. John admitted to the non-fatal charges. He acknowledged attacking Peter and stabbing Sarah, but denied murder, claiming diminished responsibility due to a personality disorder, saying he was in the grip of a psychiatric disorder. At first, John told police he had acted out of revenge. He said his actions were in response to being pushed toward eviction by his neighbours, but later he changed his story, claiming he didn't remember the attack at all.
I'm not a murderer, I'm just a victim.
He went even further, faking psychosis and claiming that a teddy bear had told him to kill. He also faked an overdose while in custody, though medical staff quickly found him coherent, and toxicology showed no substances in his system. Despite his efforts to appear mentally unwell, doctors were not convinced. After a thorough evaluation, experts concluded that John was not psychotic, nor suffering from any mental illness that would impair his judgment. Instead, he was diagnosed with a paranoid, emotionally unstable, and antisocial personality disorder. He was described as manipulative, angry, and with an inflated sense of self-importance. Until the trial, John was held at Broadmoor, a high-security psychiatric hospital. In court, the prosecution painted John's actions as fully premeditated and controlled, not the result of a psychotic break. Prosecutor Kate Bruner, KC, made it clear that this wasn't a frenzied, uncontrolled outburst, and that John had planned and controlled the killings, and had acted out his own horror film. Dr. Sanford, for the prosecution, testified that John was not psychotic or mentally ill at the time, just angry and manipulative. He reinforced that view, that John was alert and responsive during the attack, even responding to people screaming at him. Dr. Sanford observed that CCTV showed John acting out his rage in a controlled way, fully aware of what he was doing. He noted that John knew what was going on. When police confronted him with a taser, he dropped the knife and kneeled, clearly understanding his situation. He described John's personality as grandiose and narcissistic, a man who makes up things to make himself look good and who had an exaggerated self-image. By contrast, Dr. Sally Foster, for the defense, argued John's diagnosis could mean he was more likely than others to lose control in stress. They admitted John was rational during the stabbing, but argued that his disordered mind might have impaired mental functioning. Dr. Sally Foster testified that John's personality disorder could amount to an abnormality of mental function, and that he was more prone to violent outbursts when feeling threatened. During the trial, an impactful video of a police interview with Sarah Borman was shown to the jurors. In it, she described the horrific attack. "I heard Matthew shout, 'Fuck off, I didn't see a blade, I didn't know he had been stabbed. Then I saw blood and saw him stab Matthew in the side of his face. Then he stabbed him in his stomach. I tried to pull him off again. Then he continued to just stab Matthew like he was an animal on the floor. He stabbed Matthew like he was nothing. I wish I had hit him with something or thrown something to distract him. Mr. Arsland treated him like he was a piece of meat. He sat on top of him and he lit a cigarette as if he was triumphant. Then he threw the cigarette on the floor and got up casually and walked around to the front garden as Matthew lay dying on the floor. Arsland was prowling around the front garden. I was scared he was going to come back and attack Matthew some more. He was enjoying it. It felt like he loved the attention." Ultimately, the jury had to decide if a personality disorder constitutes an abnormality of mental function under the diminished responsibility law and would reduce the murder to manslaughter. In closing, the prosecution insisted that John knew right from wrong every step of the way, while the defense painted a picture of a troubled man pushed over the edge by his pathology.